in Yomin. V'kolim in de'alma haman lay. After these troubles have been aroused against Israel, all the peoples and their kings will counsel together against them, raise many bad decrees, and come upon them with one mind. There will come troubles upon troubles, and the later troubles will cause the earlier ones to be forgotten. Then a pillar of fire shall be seen there, standing from above down for 40 days, and all the nations of the world will see it. The section is talking about the birth pangs of Mashiach, talking about the various prophecies from the book of prophets and what is going to happen in the world. And it's describing the unity of the children of Edom and the children of Ishmael, the Muslims and the Christians, who are going to come together and unify against Israel. And that is the source or the description of the Armageddon War. Of course, that does not have to happen. And we need to be aware of that possibility. And based on our binding by striking, our restriction, we can change that prophecy so it comes without the chaos, as that verse and others in this section are describing. Are there any questions? Okay, I'm trying to get to I'm trying to get to that part of my, because it's not my normal computer, so. Okay. Handout for tonight's class is located at www.yeshem.com/sy20.htm. That's sy20.htm. And I'm just going to start reading and dealing with what's here. The last class and this coming class, tonight's class, will be discussing and helping us to communicate with the letters Aleph, Mem, and Shin. Not from a visual form level, but from an essence level. Let me explain the difference. Google the following inquiry. Google the following inquiry. Electron microscope pictures of an atom. And look at the pictures. Why are they fuzzy and unclear? When I was going to school, they talked about the atoms like billiard balls. But when they take a picture of them, they come out not quite that way. They're fuzzy and unclear. The reason for that is due to the light reflection coming off of the probability fields, not off of the actual electrons and protons. Does the atom have a form? The answer is yes. But what is that form? The pictures coming through the electron microscopes are not what the atoms look like. They're metaphors. And the form of a letter is always a metaphor. It is not the essence of the letter. The form is an impure formation of its essence. Just as our faces show an impure, fuzzy picture of our soul. What does a soul look like? We say it has 613 parts and 5 levels to each part. What are you visualizing right now? Are you seeing stacks, 5 different stacks? Are you seeing a bunch of sections connecting to each other? Are you seeing the shape or form of a human body? What does the soul look like? That visualization in your mind is a metaphor. The picture is a metaphor. Just as no one has seen an atom, no one has seen a soul. The essence is not the form. The form is not the essence. We are trying to get to the essence of these 3 letters. And the form confuses us. Learn this truth well for your future meditations. What is the essence of the Aleph? What is the essence of the Mem? What is the essence of the Shin? It is not their sounds, and it is not their shapes. It's not their forms. That's not the essence. The essence of the 3 are referred to in Hebrew in the following manner. The essence is Elokut, Ruchaniut, and Gashmiut. These Hebrew terms get translated as divinity, spirituality, and physicality. These are metaphors for the essence of the Aleph, the Mem, and the Shin. These are the worlds of creation, formation, and action. Can you encapsulate the physical world into the word physical? By using the word physical, are you describing the physical world? The answer is yes. But is it encapsulated within it? The answer is no. It's a metaphor. It's trying to give you a picture in words for your mind's eye to see a picture. But it's not the essence. It's only a metaphor of the essence. Remember this limitation. Eventually, you will exceed that limitation, and you will be able to see what it means to be physical. What is the essence of physical? This is because our mind is unlimited consciousness, except by how the mind limits itself. And as we expand and disallow our limitations, we will be able to reach a point where we can perceive the metaphor and the thing itself as being in unity. What is physicality? What is spirituality? What is divinity? What do these Hebrew words mean? We all know what is physical. And how does one Adam get together with another Adam? And together they call themselves hydrogen. And a third Adam combines, and they now call themselves helium. And so many of these get together, and now they call themselves oxygen. And then so many others get together, and they call themselves uranium or plutonium or gold or silver or brass. My teacher refers to this as the consciousness of these atoms, ruchaniyut, or spirituality. The atoms get together. How they get together, why they get together, is the spiritual essence of the physical form, of the physical consciousness. What is an aleph? What is a mem? What is a shin? Not the physical level, not even the form level or the sound level, but what is the spiritual level of an aleph? What is the spiritual level of the mem? What is the spiritual level of the shin? What is fire? What is water? What is the balance between the two? On our physical world level, fire is the burner on a stove. Water is the liquid that we drink. Balance is the pot that allows the two to transform the liquid into a gas. Is that the essence of each? There is a law of gravity. How do I overcome the law of gravity? Right now, there is a lot of effort to go into the laws, the limitations, and the effects of gravity in order to develop anti-gravity. Yet the laws of anti-gravity work within the construct that is called gravity. They do not overcome gravity. They just overcome its force. Is that the essence of gravity? Is it the field? Is it the force? Or is there something deeper? I'm not going to define ruchaniyut or spirituality, except to say spirituality is one construct that causes another construct called form to exist and manifest in the physical world. Spiritual is not a physical form, but is within a spiritual form. And sometimes does not even have a spiritual form. In other words, what is an entity? The majority of matter is called antimatter by science today because it is not seeable or measurable. But the theories say mass that we measure in the universe is only 10% of what the formulas say they should be. It should be. Therefore, there are more entities than there are bodies. That is a hint of what you will meet when you cross over. What do they appear like? They appear like what you want them to appear as, because your mind expects them to be bodies. Is your expectation what they are? This ruchaniyut. Or are they just utilizing the body you create for them? The third level, that of divinity, also exists within the ruchaniyut, within the spiritual. In that level, the divinity is the essence of the form of the soul. Human beings live in all three levels. The physical, the spiritual, and the divine. This is why we can become God. This is why we can create golems and the like. This is why we can manifest our dreams into our lives. This is also why there will be an additional 7,000-year periods in order for us to learn the difference between these three levels and also to unify these three levels. Some of us will learn this and not have to experience these additional 7,000-year periods. Others will have to go through these physicalities. Here's another metaphor. Space, time, and consciousness. Physicality, spirituality, and divinity. Are the three levels expressed by the Sefer Yetzirah? Space, time, and consciousness. Space is the physical world, but it is also spiritual and also divine. Time is physical, but it is also spiritual and also divine. Consciousness is physical. Or is it? What does physical consciousness look like? What does consciousness of time look like? Let's start to find out. The various paths to go from the physical through the spiritual to the level of consciousness has no halakha. There's not just one path. There are many paths. There is just not just one way to do it. There are many ways to do it. You must determine for yourself what works for you. The only way to determine what works for you is to experiment and experience what works for you. Not scientific experiment. Experience is not necessarily an experiment with all of the factors quantified and kept separate so that you just vary one variable. That's a scientific experiment. Experience is not necessarily that. Whenever you experience something that you want to change, just tell that entity to go away. You are in control. You have the form of the body. Tell it to go away in Hebrew. It must follow your directions. As long as your directions are clear, and as long as your directions are truly powered by your emotions. Now let's start with Mishnah 3.4. Shaloshimot Aleph Mem Shin Bashana Kor Vachom. Vaya chom navira ma'esh kor ma'imaim chaya mechurach makaraya ben alam. The translation is three mothers, Aleph, Mem, Shin, in time, cold, hot, and warm. Hot is formed from fire, cold from water, warm from spirit. The construct is the arbitrator. Do you feel? Most people in our generation will say, no, I do not feel, I think. I am rational. And I am not controlled by my emotions. This is actually the mistake of the Western world. How can you understand a Muslim committing a suicide bombing act? It certainly isn't rational. But he feels passion. He feels the need to do it. Yet it is in the wrong way, but it is still emotional passion. There are three columns. So the wrong way can actually be changed to be the right way. Focus your thoughts and your passion into a form. This is the tool of the practice. This is the purpose of all of the practice. Prayers must be constructed properly. And then the answer is always yes. A person says a prayer and receives the answer yes. Another person says a prayer and the answer is no. Why? Why the difference? Say again. They both say the same prayer. Person A, the first person, has constructed a body, formed it in his mind, injected his passion from his heart, and he unifies the two. Person B does not. He may have the passion, but no construct. Or he may have constructed, but no passion. In either case, he cannot manifest his prayer. It is not God who makes the prayer happen. It is the person. Because the person has changed, so the desire, the request, the prayer can now be given to this person. Because he has the merit to receive it. He did not have that merit beforehand when he was saying it without the passion, or he was constructing it with the passion but not the correct form. Here's an example. When you pray for healing, do you visualize the person healed? What is the construct and what is the passion? This is not a question easily answered. Meditate upon this question. Ask your higher self, what's the answer to this? The singularity, unity of Hashem has three components. The same three metaphors that I've been speaking about. They are world, time, and mind. They are construct form, passion, and the physical world. They are conscious, unconscious, and emotions called passion. How does time manifest? World is the three physical dimensions, height, breadth, and length. Time is the world of emotions. We don't think of time as an emotion. Time changes. Emotions change. That is the affinity between them. Did you ever wonder why the Acacia records work? Did you ever wonder about the relationship of time between the physical world and the heavens? Here's a great secret. Relative to us, the time factor in the heavens runs backwards. This means our future is their past. Our past is their future. When Mashiach manifests, one of the great energy exchanges will be for both times to unify and start running in the same direction. When our worlds unify time, they'll be running in the same direction. And Einstein's theory of relativity will demonstrate the ability to time travel. The heavenly entities only have permission to tell you their past for a period of 30 days in our future. But what is the meaning of this time period, 30 days, in heaven? Is it the same length of time as our day? Time is change. Time is cycle. Too much feelings is too much heat. Not enough feelings is cold. Then there is balance called warm. Hot, cold, warm. Spring, summer, fall, winter. Time is experienced in the frame of the year as seasons. Cold is balance, or warm is heat, balance. Why do people speak about the weather? Anybody ever watch the Weather Channel? Why is the weather in Los Angeles, which is always similar, of so much interest? Day after day, the weather is 75. The high today is 75, and the high tomorrow is 75. Why do you watch the Weather Channel when you're living in Los Angeles? Understand that everything is able to teach us, provide a framework for us, a construct. Time is a cycle. Physical earth is a cycle. The heavens are a cycle, all creating a circle that returns unto itself. You live in the physical world. You detach. From the physical world. It truly is not our home to be in the physical world. Do not love the physical world. Strive to return to the heavens, which is our home, the home of the soul. Yes. Yes. How do I account for motion? Motion is change. No, they're not the same thing. Is acceleration and speed the same thing? No, it's not the same thing. It's another construct. It's another body, another form. Hold on a second, Joe. I got to find you again. No, there is time there. When you're dead, there is time. It's just running in a different direction. This is what I'm trying to get across. This is what the Mishnahs are teaching us. It's all paradoxical metaphors. Time runs forward, but time can run backwards. In the heavens, time runs backward, but relative to us. We have to know what we're referring to. What is the metaphor? And we want to move past the metaphor to the essence. We don't want to be satisfied with the metaphor. That's exactly what you're doing, Joe, when you look at the pay, the letter pay, and try and see the bet inside of it. What's the essence of the pay? Is it the form of the mouth, or is it the blessing that the mouth can say? Or are they both metaphors, and there's something deeper? When you meditate, you have to move past the metaphors to reach the essence. And that's when those entities start to talk to you. But what are those entities looking like? What is their essence? They're coming to you in a form that you create, in a body that you give them. That body is a limitation for them. But it's also the way that you can interact with them, because you're not capable yet of seeing them at their essence, only at the metaphor. Yes. The passion of energy in the physical world is emotions. This is not true in the heavens. The passions of energy in the heavens is something we call mind. You must unify the two so that the passion, the essence of emotion, in both constructs are unified. You must unify your heart and your mind. In the West, we utilize drugs to reduce pain and actually open up the chest and perform open heart surgeries. In the East, they use needles to send the mind elsewhere, and it no longer feels pain. And then they open up the chest and perform open heart surgery. So why are we still doing things like open heart surgery with drugs in the West? Which path is correct? They both are correct for different souls, for different essences, for different forms. The soul who has the capability to focus the mind can achieve this level of concentration without any tool, drug, or needles. Is it important to reach this focus? Is it important to achieve mind over matter? Can we reach the level of flying the way the prophets flew? Is it important for us to do so? Do you have the passion, the desire to want to fly without an airplane? Or are you comfortable flying inside of an airplane? Keep practicing. It's only through practice of the head movements, of the sounds, of the breathing. It's only through practice that you will reach the level of consciousness to perceive the essence. Then you can understand and connect to the spiritual cause of an illness and correct it. Do tshuva and send it away. What is the shape of the worlds and the universe? Go to the edge of the universe in your mind. Look back and look down at this universe. What will you see? What will it look like? The sages teach us that when we do this, we're going to see the image of a man. Is this the body of the man? The time sense of the man? The soul of the man? Time was created with space. They're unified in a sense. Time is in existence only because space exists. This is time as we know it. What went on in time before the creation of time? Day four of creation, the sun, the moon, the stars were created. What is time on day one? What is time on day two, on day three? There are physical locations that are more conducive to the shin, the intellectual pursuits. There are physical locations that are more conducive to the mem, the physical pursuits. There are physical locations that are more conducive to the aleph, which is the balance between these two levels. Here is your homework. Review the list of the three mothers that I gave you last week. With the root vowels at the end of this lesson, determine for yourself, experience for yourself what happens when you change the order of the letters. What happens to you? What happens to your meditation? What happens to your consciousness? Do this during different months of the year, during the different seasons of the year. Determine what works for you. When is the best time for you to be doing these meditations? All things we call time, seasons, weeks, months, hours, seconds, etc., are all equal in the upper levels. A second and an hour are not two different things, they're both time. There are angels connected to those times. The book of Daniel speaks about these angels. They are called watchers because they watch space and they watch time. They have the responsibility of making sure that the children in the sandbox, us, do not blow themselves up. each of these different things that we call time, months, weeks, seasons, years, etc., each one of them has its own angel. And each angel must be negotiated with separately. This is the idea of paying the toll on the bridge to pass through or to pass over to the next level. More is going to be taught about this in chapter 6. We're just in chapter 3. Now let's look at chapter 3, verse 5. Shalosh imot emesh, banefesh, raesh, vatan v'gavay, rosh ha-navira ma'esh, vatan ma'mayim, v'gavia meruach, mekareya v'natan. Three mothers, Aleph, Mem, Shin, in time. Head is from the fire. Stomach is from the water. Chest is the balance between them. The construct is the arbitrator. All life is connected at this level of divinity. This is why the korban, the animal sacrifices, work. Because you could substitute your own animal for the physical animal at this level. And therefore, you didn't have to die in order to achieve the cleansing and become more unified with the Creator. This is described in Mishnah 5. Rosh is fire, the head is fire, and our intellect. The stomach is the water. Are you consciously aware of any elements of digestion? Can you control your blood flow? How about your blood pressure? Why can we not control it? The control of this resides in the level of nefesh. Where is the nefesh? It is everywhere. But the Sefer Yetzirah teaches the metaphor is in the stomach. Our chest is the mediator. It has the fire of the blood in the heart and the cooling effect of the lungs. The Aleph connects to feelings. The Mem connects to intuition. And the Shin connects to intellect. Metaphors, or essence. Here's a great secret and a unique lesson. Life force energy has three flows that connect to the intellect, that connect to intuition, and to connect to emotions. When you do that meditation below, that I'll talk to you about, use this tool to strengthen your life force. How do I do that? Is always asked. You have the tools, the sounds, the head movements, and the breathing. What does your body do when it gets emotional? How does your breathing change when it is contemplative? What is it like to hear the small inner voice of God? These are not just mental exercises or intellectual questions. These three mother letters have six forms. They have the intuitive, the heart, and the intellect. or it can be in the order of the intuitive, the intellect, and the heart, or it can be in the order of the heart, the intuitive, and the intellect, or the order of the heart, the intellect, and the intuitive, or the intellect, heart, and intuitive. Or finally, it can be the intellect, the intuitive, and the heart. These forms, these essences, all follow these six paths. Go ahead.
It says there are six forms to these three mothers. Do you really mean, you said mother, do you mean order?
No, the mothers are the three letters, Aleph, Mem, and Shin. They're referred to as mother letters. They are mothers.
Okay.
Their essence is giving birth. Their essence is formation, creation. Their forms, but their form is different. Yes. Yes. I'm sorry, what's the question about that situation?
Okay,
and your heart's another. Yes. No, they're never mutually exclusive. They're perceived as mutually exclusive. Because you don't like the result that you see of them being out of sync. That's exactly what's being spoken about here. You have the intellect. What did I say? The intellect, the mind. Give me a second, please. The intellect, the intuitive level, and the heart level, the emotional level. The intellect and the emotion are contradictory, mutually exclusive. But the intuitive allows you to unify them. They're never mutually exclusive. They're only perceived that way. Now, I spoke about this meditative exercise to do at home. These six sequences, these six names, are connecting to different human personalities. But then each of those personalities has subcategories connecting to the other 16 letters. To 19 letters, I'm sorry. But today's homework, the practice, the meditative tool, is to say these letters so that you can connect with them, those letters, to get to the essence of those letters, to say them with their root vowels, like this. She because that's where your mind, the focus of your mind comes from. Practice, because that's where your passion comes from. Practice, because that's how you connect to the essence and not the metaphor. Are there any questions? I hope you enjoyed the class, Bob. Any questions on the telephone? Have a beautiful week. We will be speaking to you next Monday at the same time, 7 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock Mountain time, 9 o'clock Chicago time, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Or maybe we'll just be speaking to you in your minds. It depends on your practice. Good night, everybody.
Hi, good night.
Good night.